Nanotechnology, or the engineering of extremely small man-made machinery, is the subject of Michael Crichton's new thriller called Prey. Alan Chews has a review.
Crichton's new novel opens fairly slowly, with out-of-work Silicon Valley code writer Jack Forman playing house husband, shopping, changing diapers, and cooking meals for his three children, while Julia, his techno-industry wife, works late hours, often commuting by helicopter to her company's Utah Desert manufacturing plant. Within a chapter or two, the pace picks up. The later Julia stays out, the more convinced Jack is she's having an affair. Her company hires him to troubleshoot the code for their secret new invention. It's an eye-in-the-sky camera made of a zillion tiny machines based on a technique called distributed processing. Jack flies to Utah to see the project for himself. There he discovers company managers as mad as Dr. Frankenstein and an invention run amok much more dangerous than any of the dinosaurs in Crichton's own Jurassic Park. By greatly shrinking the size of his monsters, Crichton has hugely magnified the tension of his plotline and demonstrates once again that he's the reigning master of the intelligent, cutting-edge science suspense novel. You zip through his story. It all happens so fast, it's often hard to savor it. And you pray that it can't happen here.
The book is called Prey by Michael Crichton. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.